This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The professional baseball season is underway today at a shiny new stadium in Worcester.
Play ball! Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Cousy!
The Worcester Red Sox, or Woo Sox, kicked off their first ever home opener at Polar Park against the Syracuse Mets at 3:05 today. The game is still underway. WBUR's Callum Borchers is there and joins us. Set the scene for us, Callum. It's called Polar Park. Does it look like friendly Fenway? How do the two compare?
You know, it looks a bit like friendly Fenway, although the theme color is blue instead of green like Fenway. And as you say, quarter attendance, the official attendance today is 2,377. So, you know, even when there are these exciting moments like Bob Cousy yelling play ball or the Woo Sox hitting back-to-back homers to take the lead, the enthusiasm does feel a bit muted, Lisa. I think it's kind of a tease of what's to come. You can imagine how the ballpark could be busy and the surrounding Canal District neighborhood could be busy. And in fact, that's exactly what Victoria Mariano is doing. She owns a bar called Electric Haze that's just a fly ball away from Polar Park.
It's been such a long time coming to see the Canal District bustling during the day with excited people going to a game and buying stuff. And I'm extremely excited to see what that's going to look like. I mean, I saw a bunch of people walking past and looking in the windows. It's really nice to see so much extra foot traffic already.
Now, Lisa, Mariano's bar wasn't open for this game, but she's hoping to pique the interest of some fans who will become her customers later on in the season.
Yeah, I just want to mention also, you said the official attendance today is 2,377. That's quarter capacity because of the pandemic. Oh, my gosh. I'm hearing Sweet Caroline in the background.
Yeah, are you getting a little Neil Diamond in the background there? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So anyway, this is a huge investment for the city of Worcester. Clearly, city leaders didn't expect the Woo Sox inaugural season to be happening just outside of a pandemic. What are the expectations? What are the worries about whether it's going to deliver enough revenue for the city?
Yeah, the expectations are high. I mean, the hope, right, is that the ballpark is going to become a catalyst for further development in Worcester. And remember, the question at the outset of this project was whether a $100 million stadium would be worth it. Well, it turned into a $160 million stadium, Lisa, so the pressure to pay off is intense. But the former Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray, who heads the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce these days, says he remains confident.
Any construction or project of this size is going to run into some challenges, and there have been some. But, you know, I think over time this will realize the goal of paying for itself and bringing in, you know, net new jobs and revenue.
And what about that revenue? One of the main attractions of a minor league baseball club is that it's accessible. Tickets are relatively cheap in this case. Give us some of the prices.
Yeah, they're actually not all that cheap, at least to start off. If you want to go on Friday, for example, going into the weekend, the forecast looks pretty good. If you're looking on StubHub, for example, the tickets are starting at $65, which is way above, you know, normal AAA prices. And StubHub says they only got a dozen of those seats left. Now, the capacity is restricted, as we know, but that gives you a sense of how hard it is to get into this ballpark right now.
Is it going to get any easier anytime soon?
Well, the team is basically pointing to the state and saying we're waiting for them to loosen up the capacity restrictions. You know, this stadium at full capacity can seat a little less than 10,000. That's actually quite small, even at full capacity. It's smaller than McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket was. So it's always going to be a little bit hard to get a ticket. But when there is, you know, all of the seats available, things should loosen up a little bit. And, of course, the novelty of just getting out and doing something will begin to wear off as we all get vaccinated.
But to go and do something, you have to get through the now upgraded Kelly Square on your way to the park. This was hugely controversial beforehand because it's a legendary and formerly treacherous place. What's it like now?
Yeah, the locals tell me it is called the Peanut these days because it now has this peanut-like shape. It's not exactly, well, it was never really a square, of course, because it had all these extra spokes. That what made it so treacherous. I, for one, Lisa, did not miss the treachery of driving through Kelly Square on my way to the ballpark today, but I have heard some grumbling from locals who do miss the adventure of the old Kelly Square.
One final question. How's the game?
Well, it's going better than it was at the outset. They are up 6-5 here in the eighth inning after a couple of back-to-back homers in the seventh. They cleared what I guess you could call the blue monster, Lisa. You know, at Fenway, of course, we have the green monster in left field. You might think that the top minor league team in the Sox system would want to get hitters ready for that, but instead they've got a blue monster in right field. And so a couple left-handed hitters pulled the ball right out of the yard. It was very exciting, and the home team is now in the lead.
Excellent. WBR's Callum Borchers at Polar Park for the Worcester Red Sox home opener. Thank you, Callum.
Yeah, best assignment of the year so far.